Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Coming at you live from Auto Trader, here's New Car Energy.
They're searching inventory. You can make a budget for your wallet to help you succeed. It's smarter car shopping just for
Find your next ride at autotrader.com, powered by Auto Intelligence.
DJS, happy Friday. Sue at 2, Sue Thomas from 97.1 is with us until 3 p.m.
Happy anniversary, a day late.
Yeah, same to you.
Thank you.
You were a big part of the DJS for so long.
Oh, I had so much fun.
It was a great era, wasn't it?
It really, really was. And Andrew was kind enough to bring Close and Skip Weber over to my side yesterday.
Cool.
So I got to see those two and take a washed out photo. I was washed out, not them. But it was so
Close
great.
Ruins every photo.
No, he does not.
Yeah, you weren't washed out. He was stealing your life force.
That's entirely possible.
He looks exactly like the day he left.
I know.
It's crazy.
He is. Well, there's only one.
Yeah.
And then as soon as I saw him, I went into my phone to find any old shows that I had. And I had an old Close's Corner in there, and it made me laugh all the way home.
That's awesome. Uh-huh. That's great.
That's pretty much it in a nutshell.
So yesterday we had our anniversary show, and we talked about so many things and so many great bits we did. But in my top 10, maybe my top 5, DGS 25 years all time was Rachel's writing. And all modesty aside, you're and I acting in a town called Christmas.
Okay, yes.
That was a high point.
It was a high point.
Yeah.
We performed her play, or her radio show. It was quite good, Rachel. It was impressive.
Very good.
That was very fun. I would like to do something like that again, I think.
Yeah, you should. Andrew, you had a party, did you not?
I did have a party.
Yes.
I actually also wrote something, too, and no one remembers that one. But what? It's okay. I'm not jealous of Rachel.
Oh, dear. What was that?
I don't have any jealousy.
He wrote The Man and the Rat.
I don't have any jealousy at all or anything like that.
Oh, you don't know the story. I forgot.
It's a secret third thing that I have. I'm not jealousy. I wrote the Bigfoot thing that we did for Halloween that one year.
Remind me?
Unfortunately, we ended up having to cancel it because somebody else in our orbit had to quarantine. Remember, we couldn't play it the night that it was supposed to play because we all had to quarantine.
No,
I don't remember.
This was Halloween 2020.
Oh.
So it was
okay.
It was all a mess.
I remember the ending. Didn't Bigfoot break into the studio and kill me or something?
No, Bigfoot just killed you normal.
Oh, okay.
We're out in the woods.
He didn't have to break in, Dave.
Okay.
He just did it normal.
Dave's like, well, if it had to be anyone.
It wasn't as good. I mean, to be fair, it was not as good as A Town Called Christmas.
A death called Bigfoot. Death by Bigfoot.
Where does everyone stand? I had this talk with Trish Gazelle last night. Where do we all stand on the Great Pumpkin?
I'm much more of a Charlie Brown Christmas person.
Yeah.
But I do think the Great Pumpkin is cute.
Yeah.
It's not like, I gotta watch that every year. But if it happens to be on Channel 30 or what have you, I will definitely watch it.
See, yeah. I'm not personally a believer.
I'm not personally a believer, but I respect Linus's decision to believe in it. That's how I feel about the Great Pumpkin.
Kev, have you seen it?
Yes.
And
that is not a Kevin thing.
He doesn't like peanuts.
I hate that. I like Snoopy. If they were just a show with Snoopy and Woodstock, I'm in. I can't stand those little kids.
Too many problems.
And even as a kid, like this is me now, but even when I was a kid, I felt the same way. I did watch them because, you know, you'd sit down, brother and mom and dad, we'd all sit down and watch the Christmas. Right. But I kept the whole time, I'd be like, I don't like any of these kids. They're all annoying. Lucy's a brat. Charlie's a mope. You know? Linus is a nerd.
Don't call him a mope.
He is. He mopes around. It's why I can't stand Winnie the Pooh.
Pooh's not a mope either.
The whole show is that. Like, burr, burr. I know it's Eeyore, but the whole show is like.
What about Tigger?
He's all right.
He's fun.
I can roll with Tigger. So if there was just a Tigger show, that'd be okay.
So you don't like depressed people?
No.
It has to be.
I hate boring cartoons.
He hates all cartoons of every kind.
No, that's not true. I love Scooby-Doo. Love South Park. I liked The Simpsons, but not the same way a lot of other people did, like, you know, like fandom, but I always enjoyed it when I watched it.
Here's a little Great Pumpkin trivia. First of all of the children were played by children, which I didn't know.
Oh, for real? I didn't know that.
Yeah, that's kind of cool.
And Sally, you know Sally, who was in the Pumpkin Patch with Linus?
Yeah.
You hated her, Kevin.
Didn't hate Sally. No, I didn't hate Sally. She was cool. Okay.
The little girl who played Sally, her mother called them and said, Sally's front tooth is about to fall out. So they drove her to the studio, and they spent that night recording all of her lines. Mm-hmm. And on her very last line, so the story goes, her tooth just came flying out.
This is adorable.
And so,
except at Kevin,
that's why Sally has that cute little lisp.
All right,
is because she was trying to keep her tooth in.
Yeah, Robert on the stream is right. Lucy's the OG Karen.
Yeah.
The original.
I guess so.
She's the original Karen. Nah, Snoopy's a bad man, though. I liked him. He's great. But he didn't get featured enough. It's too much about, I don't know.
Pumpkin and kids.
Yeah. Boring kids.
Mm-hmm. I always liked Schroeder.
Is he the piano guy?
Yes. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
He seemed above it all.
Yeah, so he
was. That's why
he was a snob.
That's why
I didn't
Lucy
like him.
Wanted him
yeah,
so
that's
bad.
Why Lucy wanted him so bad, because he was above it all. He was too
snob.
Cool for it.
Yeah.
Snobby
man.
Little...
This is, if we were in group therapy right now, I would be afraid of Kevin.
Yeah. There's
like if our therapist was like, let's talk about something pleasant, like the Great Pumpkin. He's like, nope.
Boring.
Karen.
There's perhaps no amount of group work that could be done.
Somebody give Pigpen to take a shower.
What did Trish say? Did she like the Great Pumpkin?
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay.
Yeah. She liked it. Trish and I also discussed what a lye spumoni is.
In what?
What?
Spumoni ice cream.
Oh, yeah, it's ice cream, right?
Gotcha. Like it's supposed to be good.
Oh, what a lie it is. I got you. I thought you meant like a lie spumoni. Like a lie spumoni was a thing. I'm like, what is that? I was an idiot there for a second.
It happens.
We're not going to make it through this show.
No, I get it, though.
We're not going to make it through this show.
What a lie spumoni. All right, yeah.
Yeah, because like the only time I've ever had it, the only time anyone's ever had it, is when they went to the spaghetti factory.
Yes.
And it's multicolored.
And you think, ooh.
And then you...
No.
It's just terrible.
Yeah, it's a
what
letdown.
What is it? I've never had it. What flavor is it?
Oh, I gotta look.
Or is it just three different ice creams? Is that what it is?
Yeah, but it has like, maybe it's maraschino cherry chunks.
I love those.
Of course you do.
You don't like cherries?
No.
Or you don't like those
kind? I don't
like
those kind.
I gotcha.
Well, they say the real stuff is a layered Italian frozen dessert, but that looks like it has a crust. I think it's just the...
Bunch of ice creams?
Yeah, it's just the
version... So is it like Neapolitan?
I think it's strawberry,
it's
mint
Italian
chocolate chip.
Neapolitan, right?
Yeah. Not good.
Oh, here you go.
It's pistachio cherry and chocolate.
Okay.
Yeah.
That all sounds all right.
I also relate a story to her that one time I was in a... I forgot to tell you guys. I asked him last night, because we're always texting each other, I said, should I have Jack in the Box? And everyone was like...
Of course you should.
Absolutely. It's your 25th anniversary. Blow it out. So I'm not a big Jack in the Box guy, but they had the Munchie Box.
Yeah.
This is on DoorDash. And for $15, I got an Ultimate Cheeseburger.
All right.
Mm-hmm.
Two tacos.
Ooh.
Halfsies, which are fries and onion rings.
Oh.
And a large soda. It's pretty good.
Yeah, that's a good deal.
$15, yeah.
Not bad. So I get it. And I get on the couch, and it's on my lap, and I'm so excited. And I take my first big bite of the burger, and out comes like an 18-inch human hair.
Oh, well.
Oh, that's
got to remove that.
I can't go on past that.
through any of it?
No. No.
Oh,
no. Man. Once I mean, like, anything you get, you know there could be hair in it or worse.
Yeah.
But once I have a hair, I just...
It's over?
It's over.
Oh, that's too bad.
I didn't eat the tacos.
Oh, so you didn't even eat any of it.
I didn't eat anything.
That's too bad.
Yeah. Well, one, because I literally pulled it out of my mouth. And we all know that feeling.
Yeah,
it's like,
it's not great.
So,
it's not great.
Yeah. Mm.
So still got to keep eating, though.
Didn't have anything.
Dang it. Should do it again tonight.
But my story is, I was in line at Jack in the Box behind a guy, this is years ago, who ordered the ultimate cheeseburger, and the Jack in the Box guy goes, do you want bacon on that? And I remember thinking, well, it's not the ultimate cheeseburger, but it doesn't have bacon.
Yeah, it should have that automatic.
Okay. I ran that back by Trish, and she's like, you're nuts. Like, the ultimate cheeseburger is about cheese. It's not about bacon. That's the ultimate bacon burger.
Yeah, the ultimate cheeseburger, I believe, has two patties, two different types of cheese. I think it has like a Swiss and an American. And then I think it has ketchup and mayonnaise. And
but wouldn't you expect something that's ultimate than
yes.
bacon?
Yes.
No, I don't like bacon on burgers. So I would, to me, that would not be an ultimate burger.
See, like, but ultimate would be like, to me, would be like all inclusive. Like all the good
right.
burger things
right.
are on there if it's ultimate.
Thank you. I feel.
Yeah. Same. I get what you mean.
All right, but chasing that line of logic, then it should have an onion ring on it.
Sure.
Because that's a nice...
I would agree with that.
Yeah, accessory
let's go.
Burger.
Throw onion on rings there. On burgers are pretty good.
Uh-huh.
Throw it on there.
What about an egg?
Throw it on there.
I like an egg.
That's how
burger.
I got mine at what's the place down the street we just went to?
Chili Max?
Chili Max.
Ah.
Yeah, I got the double cheeseburger with an egg on it. It was great.
Andrew, why are you anti-bacon on a burger?
You know, I'm pretty specific about my bacon. It has to be cooked not too much, and I also really prefer like a thick-cut bacon versus a thin-cut bacon, mm-hmm. and you're just not going to get that at a fast food place.
That's
so
fair.
Maybe I'd feel differently if I were cooking it myself to put on a burger, but I'm pretty picky about it, and you're not going to get a not-too-well-done thick-cut slice of bacon at a restaurant.
That's How do we true. All make our bacon?
I like to bake it.
Yeah, I'm in an oven phase too,
it's
Rachel.
Really good,
the oven is the superior way.
Yeah.
Yeah, I say it's the easiest. You line underneath with foil and you put it up on a rack. Then you don't have to worry about like splatter from the frying pan and all that. Yeah, it's great.
Sometimes I will make an orange juice and brown sugar glaze and then put that over it.
That's bacon candy right there.
Sweet.
I didn't realize I was on the Martha Stewart show
here. Yeah, the bacon of stores.
Here's how I make it. You put it in the microwave. In some Scott towels, ding, ding,
it's
boing.
Pretty, hey, look, that's
it
legit.
Works.
It works.
Yeah.
Especially,
that does it.
Especially if you're one of the group that likes the really crispy bacon, it works.
Yeah.
Crispy bacon. Dave Hines says, Spumoni is kind of like if you spilled Neapolitan ice cream on a dirty counter and put it back in the container.
Yeah.
I kind of want to get it after
gross,
seeing what it is.
Yes.
It's not.
I've never had it.
The one online looks better than the actual one
okay.
you'll get.
I gotcha.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Ooh, Jake says, I think the ultimate cheeseburger is ultimate cheese, as in it has multiple types of cheese. I tend to agree with Jake.
Yeah,
like
that's what Trish is pointing.
That's what the Jack in the Box one, I think the thing that makes it ultimate is that it has American and Swiss.
So is the title of the item just the ultimate cheese?
Burger.
Like, no, I know. Like, we know it's a burger, but what does it say on the menu? Does it say this is our burger menu, ultimate cheese, the name of it?
No, it's the ultimate cheeseburger.
Okay.
Yeah. It's not ultimate cheese, colon, semicolon, comma, burger.
All right. Well, you know, like you could go to the place and like, here's our burger list. This is the Dave Glover.
Yeah.
You know, like they could have a name for it.
I get
like,
you.
This
no,
is
I get
a burger,
you.
And it's the ultimate cheese. And then we've got our onion, and we got our bacon. And
I get you. It's just not that.
Just
okay.
reiterating
gotcha.
For gotcha. The listening audience, this is the level of content you're going to get.
Hey, this is important.
This is what we're going to do.
Meet Natural Cycles, the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app that's built around your body. The Natural Cycles app pinpoints your fertile days by tracking shifts in your temperature, so you can plan or prevent pregnancy naturally. It's easy to use. Simply take your temperature in the morning with our free Bluetooth thermometer included with our annual plan, or sync with your Oura Ring or Apple Watch. The app analyzes your data and tells you daily whether it's a fertile or non-fertile day. Natural Cycles is 93% effective with typical use and 98% effective with perfect use. But beyond effective birth control, The app helps you understand your body and cycle better than ever. And unlike some period tracking apps, Natural Cycles provides an advanced data protection program to keep your information private and secure. Ready to go hormone-free? Sign up for the Natural Cycles annual plan and get a free Bluetooth thermometer, plus 15% off your subscription with the code RADIO15 at naturalcycles.com.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
You're tuned into Auto Intelligence live from Auto Trader, where data, tools, and your preferences sync to make your car shopping smooth.
They're searching inventory.
Oh, yeah.
They find what you need.
They're going to find
and
it.
You can make a budget for your wallet to help you succeed. Pricing's precise and true.
So true.
It's smarter car shopping.
Ooh.
Just for you.
Oh, it's just for you.
Ooh.
Find your next ride at autotrader.com. Powered by Auto Intelligence.
Welcome back,
guys. DJs, happy Friday. I'm just saying, this level of content is what you're going to get. And Dave Hines says, that's exactly why I'm here.
That's the guy right there. He gets it.
Rach, what's up with grown-ups and trick-or-treating without kids?
I saw a post on Reddit the other day. I believe it was here in St. Louis. And it was an adult posting and saying, like, hey, what can I do or where can I go as an adult to go trick-or-treating?
What?
My kids get to have all the fun on Halloween. I would like to go out trick-or-treating and have some fun myself. What's a nice accepting area in our community to where I could go door-to-door?
Like they were serious.
They were serious. The comment section did pretty much roundly dunk on them.
You
could go to a Halloween party.
You could go to Target and buy your own damn candy.
Get your own candy. Yes.
You're a grown person.
But I thought I would throw them to the wolves in the studio here and see how you guys feel about someone's 35 years old. They show up at your door. They're dressed as a ghost.
No.
Like, what do you want?
My and Rachel's generation has a big problem that's only growing more apparent the older that we get. Which is that some of us are just adult babies.
Some of us are
34 going on like 11. And it's sort of an increasingly apparent problem. I don't really understand why they're like this. I think you know, we infantilize ourselves and allow ourselves to get infantilized on the internet, you know, on TikTok or whatever. I think we fall really hard into the nostalgia trap, so we end up, you know, I'm 35 and I you know.
What are some other examples?
Just buy a bunch of like Lego. What do you mean?
Of being babies.
I mean, I'll be the one to say it, the Disney adult.
Yes.
But they're beyond your generation, though.
Yeah.
That's more.
There are people in their 50s, 60s, 70s like that.
I'm not even saying that's like the worst thing you could do. I'm just saying that's going down that path of like, I think it's fine to go to Disney as an adult. Where it crosses the line are the Disney adults who are like, I want to go when there are no kids there. And it's like, well, this is a space that is created for children.
That's right.
It's fine that you're still enjoying it, but don't act like the kids are encroaching on your
space.
That's
a great point. There's a lot of people around our age that are very hostile towards the thought of children while participating in spaces primarily for children.
Interesting.
Like playing maybe like maybe like a video game franchise made for kids and being like, why isn't this more mature and adult? And it's like, because it's made for kids.
Oh,
and it's always going to be made for kids. It's just you started playing it when you were 8 and now you're 35 and you're mad that it's still for kids. Well, the kids are still enjoying it as kids. And if you can't enjoy it for what it is, you need to stop playing it and do something else because you're 35 now. No, you shouldn't find it mature and adult because you're 35.
Did I think everyone should have kids? I don't. I think it's a personal choice. Sometimes it doesn't work out. Sometimes you choose not to. But that's one of the benefits of having kids is you get to relive all those things.
You get to have some fun kid stuff. Yeah,
with your kids. And, you know, it's mostly seeing it through their eyes.
Yeah.
But you get to also have a little fun.
Sure, but you also don't, like, trick or treat.
Yeah.
Right.
You know,
I mean,
you go along, you may wear a costume and grab a beer and go and have fun, but you're not, like, holding a bag and being like, ew, give me candy.
Well, and didn't Rachel, in your example, the woman said, my kids?
Yeah, I believe this person was a parent.
Yeah.
They just wanted to, you know, lose the kids for a night.
It's like, and go get their own candy.
Like, hey, Reddit, where can I go and get people to give me their candy?
Yeah.
That's called a burglary when you're 35.
I mean, just go buy it.
Called a robbery.
I don't know. These problems, do you think it's because a lot of boomer parents and Gen X parents, like it's younger than millennials too, but do you think a lot of it is because maybe some kids were babied too long by their parents? Like treated like children by their parents for way too long?
Yeah, maybe.
I don't know.
I just remember, I've said this before, but when it comes up, I have to say it. My mom didn't fear Nazis the way she feared 12-year-olds trick-or-treating.
What?
And every Halloween this would happen, I have such a distinct memory of it. They're on Wilson Street, sitting on the carpet. I've already done all my trick-or-treating. It's getting late in the night. It's probably 8:15, 8:20. And I'm separating all of my candies. And there go the sixlets. And here goes this. And then get a knock at the door. And my mom would go up and look out. And she'd go, Jack, there are grown people outside. He's like, don't answer the door. Don't answer the GD door. And I'm just like, okay, sixlets, go here. Like, but it was,
wow.
Yeah, you'd have thought they were zombies.
That's hilarious.
And they were just like 13-year-old kids, you know. They'd put a little...
Right, black eye here and carry a backpack.
Yeah. Everyone over 10 was a hobo.
Yes.
Yeah, I honestly don't even mind it, like, if high school kids come through.
Really? What's your address?
Yeah, I mean, like, if they walk through, I don't ever be like, oh, you're too old for this. It's fine. You're still a child.
You know what I do now? For 5 years now, I just put the candy out on the porch with, like, some... electric candles, you know. I don't want the social interaction.
Interesting. Mm-hmm. I like the jokes. I like the bad jokes.
Yeah.
You know,
I used to love it. I always wanted to be the guy to answer the door. Now I just don't like the social interaction.
I can't go outside. I'm scared I might not make it.
Welcome back, guys. DGS on KMOX. Sue Thomas sitting in with us. Bernie Miklas joins us now. Hello, Bern.
Good afternoon. I hope the day has gone well. And Dave Glover, I'm sorry I cannot be down the studio with you yesterday, but happy 25th. And I am so glad in this year of 2025, I was able to get to know you and become friends.
Me as well, buddy. It's really been great. I've followed you and read you forever and ever, and just really happy to call you a good friend. I forgot to tell you guys this. So, you know, it's the 100th anniversary of KMOX.
Yeah.
On Christmas Eve. And I was talking to Steve, our boss, who's in charge of it. And he was like, you know, we have a really good relationship. And I think he considers me kind of a peer and he likes my ideas. And he kind of wants every show to have their own take on the 100th anniversary. And I told him that we're going to do a KMOX seance and bring back the dearly departed personalities.
Oh, gosh.
Oh, man.
He begged me not to do it.
Yeah. Uh-huh. We could find out if we could.
It's hilarious.
We could find out if Bob Hyland's actually rolling over in his grave.
Hey, can I tell a quick story? I probably should be quick since you brought up Bob Hyland. I was a young sports writer. Mr. Hyland was kind enough to let me have some airtime at KMOX, and I was, you know, I'd hop in on Sports Open Line with Costas, Dan Dierdorf, Ron Jacober, things like that. So I got an offer from another station, and I was scared to death to even call Hyland. But everyone at KMOX said, "No, call him. Don't be a wimp. Call him." And so he called me back, and he kind of knew what was up. And all I hear is, "This is Bob Hyland. Did you have some business with me?"
Oh, jeez.
And I can I just say this on radio? Yeah, well, I basically peed my pants at that point. Like it was like the voice of God, except bigger and deeper and more imposing, you know? I'll never forget that. I can even remember it was like on a Friday morning, and I was scared to death when it was his voice.
How did it go from there?
Yeah, I was going to say, that's how he gets you.
And I was like, Mr. Hyland, you know, and he said, so you're asking me for a raise. And I said, yes, sir. And he said, you got it. What are you worried about? You know, and that was it. I mean, it was just, man, that was so much fun.
That is funny.
I wish I could have met him.
I know. Missed out.
I mean, he was such an imposing man, obviously. And he was such a man of great gravitas around town. I mean, he kind of ran the town or very close to it. And so to be, as a young punk, to be able to kind of work in Bob Hyland's house, it was quite a privilege.
Yeah, Tom and Katie almost went to One Memorial Drive yesterday for the 25th anniversary. They didn't realize that we'd moved. Mm.
I could see that, right? That was such an that place was such an institution.
Steve said I've been like 8 years, something like that, and they've never rented that space.
Really? Seriously?
It's longer than that.
Wow.
We were here before 2013.
Oh.
Yeah, I think we moved here 2012 or early 2013, something like that. Because when I was in my first stint here, I was here for the move to this building.
Huh.
Yeah.
Vern, what did you think when you were coming to St. Louis?
I thought, I was told that it was a lot like my hometown, Baltimore. You know, a lot of neighborhoods, kind of the population, you know, big population, but a little bit of a small town feel. I was also told that, you know, St. Louis is like the last Eastern city, which I kind of found to be true. And so, you know, you'll fit in well, you know, it's got an Italian neighborhood like Baltimore does and so on and so forth. The people, the personality of the people's, my hometown and my home, St. Louis, very similar personality. And so it was an easy fit for me, but I was excited. But just all the stuff you heard about, you never had a chance to see, like going to the St. Louis Arena, going to Busch Stadium, visiting the Arch, visiting the Hill. And you know, all these other bits of information like St. Louis history, you know, the riverfront, the Mississippi River. I mean, it was like such a mystical place to me because it was so different in some ways from Baltimore. I had great anticipation moving here, and I loved it. I left briefly for career reasons. Sorry, but came back right away when I had a chance to come back to the job I wanted to have in St. Louis.
That's cool, very cool. Art of War Online says congratulations on 25. Anyway, KMOX, blah 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 blah. How's it going since the move to FM? Also, for some reason, I always thought Sue was African American.
Oh, that's a new one. I hear all kinds of different things. I haven't heard that one.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's interesting.
That is.
So, Bernie, what do you want to talk about, man? We've got college football. We got the playoffs going on. We've got the Mike Schultz stuff. I've been watching your TikToks with great interest.
Yeah. Yeah, the Schultz stuff's, I've talked about it so much, but I'll just leave it at this, you know, rather than kind of bang on him some more. But, you know, I reported at the time there were trouble with him and his coaches. And I didn't oversell it, but I said, you know, there's a lot of stuff going on. There's a bit of a almost like a rebellion behind the scenes, you know, and, you know, it's not good. It's the number one reasons why he was fired. I didn't get any of the real dirt until later, but I knew it had to do with coaching. But anyway, here's my point. You know, he really, really did treat people poorly, his coaching staff. It's okay. Listen, man, it's okay to be hard on your coaches. You should be hard on your coaches. But it's one thing, and you guys know this, of just in our jobs, it's one thing to be hard on people and be demanding, but you don't have to be mean. You don't have to belittle people. You don't have to humiliate people and embarrass them and make them feel terrible about themselves. I learned that in a job that I had. I treated producers really poorly for a time, and I regret it to this day. But you know what? When I morphed over to a new radio career, I've treated producers, I hope, as well as they can be treated. I learned from me screwing up when I was a jerk to producers. I totally learned from that. I didn't want to be that guy. So Schilt gets fired in St. Louis for being abusive to coaches. And then I would have sworn, I said, okay, he'll learn from this. He'll be fine. His next stop. He gets to his next stop and he does it again. And that's so disappointing. In fact, it might have even been worse in San Diego. I don't understand that. How you can lose a gig when it was your dream job. You know what you have to do to kind of be a better guy handling things. And then your second chance job, you do it again. I don't understand that.
Bern, I love that you admitted that. I think that's so great when people can own their past, just be like, yeah, I was a real jerk. Yeah. And was it, I know that when I first started as a lawyer, I was a little bit like that, but I was just playing a part. Like, you know, like we all grew up and
you watched other people
be the executive, you know, and was it kind of like that for you or were you just frustrated?
Well, listen, I left to go. And by the way, so it has nothing to do with 101 ESPN. I enjoyed my time there, but you know, I was the big hotshot columnist at the Post-Dispatch. I mean, it was a columnist there for like 26 years. Covered everything there was, you know, and I say this not to brag, but it's like I had a lot of clout in town and, you know, I was lured away from 101 ESPN and I had friends there and it was really great. You know what I think happened? I think the pressure got to me. You know, it's like I'm worrying about ratings. Well, I'm worrying about this. I'm worried about that. And, you know, it brought, I had such, even though I was a really hardworking guy as a newspaper columnist, and I had a lot of pride. I'm not going to say it was easy, but it just the culture of what I was doing was totally different. And it's like a couple of my friends, 101, told me, said, like, the problem is, like, you've been part of a team before, you know, because sports writers are a team at a paper, but this is a whole different thing. It's just a whole different thing. You're not on your own, but you're kind of on your own. And you really have to work with a lot of people that aren't necessarily right in your sphere. It's kind of unnerving if you haven't gone through this before. So I just let things get to me, things that I couldn't control, which is the dumbest thing you can do is to like get, all, you know, fired up and all nasty about stuff that maybe isn't even your business entirely or things that you certainly can't control. So why are you worried about what some other person's doing? I just fell into that trap of kind of feeling the pressure and letting it bring out the worst in me. Mm-hmm. Does that make sense?
Does that make sense? Yeah, we've all been there in one way or another.
And I hated that. I hated the pressure had turned me in. It's my fault because there's ways to prevent that from happening.
Yeah. And that really is all you can do, right?
Right.
Yes, I mean, learn and grow. What else are you going to do?
I have so many regrets. I have so many things that I've done, big and small, that there's no way I would do now.
Right?
Yes.
I mean, we all relate to that. And you just think like, okay, I know I was younger and you're necessarily more immature, but it just feels like a different person sometimes.
Mm-hmm. It's because it is.
Well, it is.
You've added 20 years to that person.
That's a great point.
And Dave, listen, this is a really self-serving question, but I really don't mean it that way. Because I would do the jobs I love for, you know, I'm not going to say I do it for beans, but I don't get hung up on money anymore. I just like to work where I want to work and, you know, but when I went from the Post-Dispatch to radio, full-time radio, radio only, you know, I was making a lot of money, right? And I'm not saying that to brag. I'm just saying, I'm trying to explain, you know, how things change maybe in my head, the psychology of what I was doing. And because of the money, I even thought that I had to be something more than I actually was.
Get it.
If that makes sense.
Yeah,
to try to justify the increase in pay.
Yeah.
It kind of messed with my head, right?
Yeah.
So anyway, I learned from that. I really learned from that.
That's great.
Ask Steve Moore. I don't give him any problems ever.
This is a great segment. Yeah. It's been really cathartic. I love it. Yeah. Burn, before we let you go for the weekend, tell us about Saliga. Welcome back, guys. Happy Friday, DGS. Thank you again.
Fun fact, you can't get pregnant every day. You're only fertile for 6 days, ovulation day and the 5 days leading up to it. Natural Cycles is the only birth control app that can pinpoint your fertile window by analyzing your hormone-driven temperature trends. It's more than just a basic cycle tracking app. Natural Cycles is the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app and has helped millions prevent and plan for pregnancy naturally. Save 15% when you sign up today with code RADIO15. Learn more at naturalcycles.com.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Coming at you live from Auto Trader, here's New Car Energy.
There's searching inventory. You can make a budget for your wallet to help you succeed. It's smarter car shopping just for
Find
you.
Find your next ride at autotrader.com, powered by Auto Intelligence.
For one of the best days of my life yesterday, the 25th anniversary, all the love and all the appreciation was just literally overwhelming. And I'm exhausted today. The crew seem fine. I'm the one who's really tired. But we're having a good show. Sue Thomas is with us. And we're just going to keep it going. We're just kind of laying back. Chill.
What'd you learn yesterday, Kevin? Anything?
Oh, my God. I can't even tell how many stories I had not heard before. And also, sometimes maybe even a piece of it, but not the full story.
Yeah.
I don't know what I would say I learned other than every time. So we were joking about it in real time yesterday. Like when you see Tom and Katie in the room, it feels like nothing changed. Like even as someone that wasn't a part of it myself, because I'm the newbie, you could just, the vibe in the room was, this has just always been this way.
Uh-huh.
Right? Like this was a continuous thing that didn't stop and start a new era, but just like you just picked up from where you left off.
Yeah.
It's incredible. That is not common.
No.
Yeah. So true. Rachel's not shortchange fast food news. I have a topic. It's disturbing a little, but I just thought about this last night when I couldn't sleep. We now know that when you have surgery, you have anesthesia and you don't feel anything and blah, 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 blah. And I know that like during the Civil War, they're just beginning some, you know, let's try ether. Let's do this and that. Like, people have been going to war forever. And just think about like the Revolutionary War, where I don't think they had anything. And if you got shot, like, say, in the stomach, I mean, it's one thing to like chop off a limb. That's not good. But like, did they have surgeons that would just operate on your stomach to get a bullet out or a...
I don't know.
People they hold had, you
at,
down?
At that time period, I think so.
Yeah, they had in like the Civil War, they had like...
But how could people take it without anesthesia?
Alcohol.
Biting on a stick.
God, doesn't that just, I mean.
I know. Every time I see those movies, I'm like, I don't. Every time I see those movies, or you see it from like, medieval times, you see, you ever see The Kingdom of Heaven?
Yeah.
So it's set 2,000 years ago. Yeah. That I always think about the sword fighting, and you're like, you just got cleaved by a sword, and now you just got to deal with it?
Right.
Yeah, you probably just died. If you got hit by a sword, you probably just died like a week later.
I think I read somewhere that World War One was the worst of it because technology had advanced. I apologize if it isn't World War One.
I think it's the Civil War.
But technology had gotten to a point where you could get hurt in ways you could never be hurt
machine guns.
But we didn't have the medical supplies.
Yes.
Yeah.
To keep up with that. So, I mean,
I think you heard that from me.
Absolutely horrific to think about.
That was the first modern war.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah.
The first one where, again, machine guns and the whole deal. Yeah. Not great.
Yeah. I just thought that last night. I'm like, I don't know what the rest of my life's going to be, but I haven't anything like that.
Mm-hmm. Dude, I know. Every time I see those movies or a documentary about those times, I'm like,
I can't watch World War One.
That's the worst possible thing.
Yeah.
Like, okay, no anesthesia, no.
World War One just looked like hell.
Oh, dude, it was.
Absolute hell on earth. Yeah. Everything you see or learn about it, it just seems worse and worse.
Did you see All's Quiet on the Western Front? Yep. I get that one in 1917 mixed up.
Yeah, but similar vibes.
Yeah.
1917 is a little more about the two guys that go off on their own. Well, mostly two guys. For most of that time.
Which is the one where the German pilot stabs the guy?
That's 1917, I think.
Oh, man.
And then, obviously, the All Quiet, there's a lot more about on the battlefield and how they crossed it and the back and forth. You know, like people would try to cross and get stuck out in the battlefield because they'd get shot or you'd get caught in the barbed wire. And then people had to decide, can we go get him or not? Because if we go get him, we're probably dead, too.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's crazy. And literally, they were 100 yards from the enemy. And just, like, occasionally flipping grenades and, well, were they grenades then? I don't know. Maybe they had some version of that.
Yeah, I think they did.
Yeah, yeah.
Well, just think about getting in the, like, think about being drafted.
Right.
Into the, like, you have no choice.
Nope.
No choice. I guess I'll man up and fight for my country and probably die. And everyone in my high school is doing the exact same thing.
Yeah, I was watching a TikTok, and I remember, because my brother was of age, and I remember sitting when I was little watching the television where they had the numbers up.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Like your birth dates to see if you're going to be drafted.
Oh, my gosh, Dave.
And watching it with my mom and dad. Yeah. I just remember the tension in the room. So they were playing that on a TikTok, and the very first date that was drafted was my birthday.
Oh, whoa. Man.
Isn't that crazy?
That is wild.
And it's funny because when they started showing it, I'm like, watch it be September 6th. And sure enough, that's exactly what it was.
Wow.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5.
I know where I'm going to bet from now on.
Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
You're tuned into Auto Intelligence, live from Auto Trader, where data, tools, and your preferences sync to make your car shopping smooth.
They're searching inventory.
Oh, yeah.
They find what you need.
They're going to find it.
They can make a budget for your wallet to help you succeed. Pricing's precise and true.
So true.
It's smarter car shopping.
Ooh.
Just for you.
Oh, it's just for you. Ooh. Find your next ride at autotrader.com. Powered by Auto Intelligence.
To remind you that 60% of sales on Amazon come from independent sellers, here's John from Devil Dog Pet Company.
We run our family business from Sterling Heights, Michigan, but we can reach customers all over the country thanks to Amazon. Good boy.
Shop small business on Amazon.
T-Mobile is more than the best network in the game.
They're now the best network in America, according to the experts at Ookla Speed Test. So MLB fans are connected from home to home plate. With the most advanced 5G, the most towers, and a signal that goes farther than ever, you can keep up with your teams on the road, overseas, even off the grid. For baseball fans, it's better over here.
Based on analysis by Ookla Speed Test Intelligence data, 1H 2025, compatible device and plan required for T-Satellite. See details at T-Mobile.com.